This is Sean Daniels for the Fright Channel Horror Haven here with, if you guys want to just say your names.
Everett Soares.
Susan Soares.
And you guys are here with what?
Jolly Rogue Studios with Sky Pirates of Valinor.
And why don't you tell us a little bit about the book?
Okay, well, our first series of books, our volume one, centers around Captain Tobin Mannheim, captain of the Rogue's Revenge. And he gets hired to do a job he thinks is going to be a cakewalk. Unfortunately, it starts to go downhill when he has to work with his ex-wife. Then in our second chapter, he finds out he has a bounty on his head for not paying his guild dues. Then we throw zombies at him, blow up chunks of the ship. By the fifth chapter, he's ready for a fight. Then our second series delves into why he had to rescue this particular person and what's going on in the world of Valinor. So there's quite a bit of political intrigue. They have to save the crown prince of the human empire, Valin, and overthrow an elven monarchy in the land of Galea. So we have to split the team up. Tobin has to work with his estranged father. And Gears has to work with Shani, which are two females that really don't get along.
Excellent. Now, you guys are publishing this yourselves?
Yes. We publish it under, like I said, Jolly Rogue Studios. And we've been doing that now for about 2 years. The series has been in publication for about 5 years now. And so we started to self-publish in 2011.
Where can they find you digitally?
We can do a PDF digital download through Drive-Thru Comics, and we are exclusive through Cloud9 Comics for the iPad and Android.
I am unfamiliar with Cloud9 Comics. Can you tell me a little bit what that is?
Cloud9 Comics is an Australian-based company, and they started a couple of years ago with just independents. That's all they publish is independent books, and they are doing a great job. They're doing one app at a time. So they started with the iPad, and then they just recently started with the Android. They're working on Kindle Fire and the iPhone and Windows 7. I guess there's a phone. I don't know.
Windows 7 has a phone?
Yeah.
I just got an iPhone. Wait a minute here.
So they're doing one app at a time, but they have a great distribution. A lot of titles underneath their banner, and they've been great. They've really been great.
Yeah, it's interesting because when you're thinking about digital comics, like, I was wondering, is there a place for a digital app when Marvel has their own, DC has their own? They're powered by Comixology, but thinking you guys are what independent digital, you know, distributors are going to be going after, because you don't have maybe the clout as Marvel to do something like that. And I think it's a great option. And so far, have you been happy with the success of it or where it's been going?
I think for the first year, we were just on the iPad. And in the United States, iPad is expensive. Let's not kid ourselves. So I think that kind of limited the proceeds that we received from it. But now that it's on the Android, and the Android is a little less expensive for people, and in the United States, the digital market wasn't as strong last year as it is now. It's growing. Where internationally, everyone was downloading comics way before we did here in the United States. So I think that has just made it a little bit slower, but we're starting to see it pick up, and we're starting to promote it a lot more this year now that we have all of our books on there. Cloud9 actually has each of our individual issues from Volume 1, not just the trade. So they can see content that is not in the trade, and then they can see, if they download the trade, they can see content that wasn't in the individual issues. So we make it individual for everybody.
Now, with Drive-Thru Comics, I've seen that. I've downloaded some 2000 AD through them. There's no app part of that. That's just exclusively for desktop. I'm assuming you could put it onto like a PDF reader on an iPad or something like that. So, now, what was your decision with Drive-Thru Comics to go with them to start?
Because I heard about their website, I saw the visibility of it. Hey, Phil Folio is on it with Girl Genius.
Yep.
Why would we not, with the steampunk series, follow in his footsteps and use that? We'd be crazy not to.
And I think they're also, if I'm not mistaken, they're affiliated with Drive-Thru RPG.
Yes.
Yeah, so, and you're also have access to a whole other audience, and I think where you guys have a fantasy-based thing, that's a great thing to be at.
They even have a fiction portal. So it's RPG, comics, and fiction.
Like
so,
e-books or something?
Yep,
like that.
Absolutely. So there's three portals that you can get us on.
Excellent. Where can people find your stuff?
SkyPiratesValinor.com is where you can order print copies of our books. And Cloud9 Comics is the website, but you want to go to your app store on your iPad or your Android market if you have an Android device.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.